from Breitbart.co.uk. Europhile. The fake deal is doing the rounds in pre-PR as various apparatchiks signal that they may be prepared to accept David Cameron's suboptimal unilateral demands on Britain's place in Europe. They are sounding out the reaction to them, pretending to yield to Cormie Dave's irresistible negotiating skills. Expect a blanket if low-level coverage of the biggest non-event since Barry Manilow came out. This is merely the preamble to the final flourish when in February, Dave the Conjurer performs his trick and appears to pull a rabbit from the Euro hat, a mangy, undernourished, molting rabbit with myxomatosis and missing a lucky foot. Meanwhile, the plunge in the value of Chinese stocks on their market affecting Western value shares, together with a strong pound affecting exports, plays right into the Europhile's wet dream scenario. Look how vulnerable we are, goes the narrative. To jump ship now would be disastrous. Don't believe a thing. Nothing has changed. And nothing will change. The EU is hell-bent on completing its mission, even if it has to sacrifice all of its European values and traditions, if not actual human populations, to do it. It'll be an interesting race to see which comes first, federal Europe or a Euro-caliphate, and I wouldn't fancy calling the odds. Don't believe for a second, however, that voting to remain in the EU means maintaining any kind of status quo. The grip that Brussels has on us right now is already unacceptable. Even closer union means tighter bondage and an anathema for lovers of freedom. If we do vote to remain, we will ascend to the acceleration of that process and we will be assimilated into the mire, direct subject to the hive mind of the Eurocrats. Kicking and screaming will be irrelevant. We will relinquish home rule in a way that will simply not give us an option to leave again. Only bloody revolution would in future allow us to disengage from the matrix. Representative democracy in the EU is a sham, as all our barely elected representatives, do you know who your MEP is? Vote like sheep, like automatons, for whatever the unelected heads of the EU institutions put before them. They are unthinking, rubber-stamping machines for law after edict after regulation, which further restricts the freedoms of individuals. The people the elected bod should be representing, we are, of course, beyond the pale. The lumpen proletariat of whom Marx was so fond, these are not your Islington intelligentsia, but the horrible, clamouring, needy, greedy masses, the sort of people any person seeking office would cross the road to avoid outside of election time. The great unwashed are the sort of people who need instruction in how to behave. Those waving banners saying immigrants welcome are nothing to worry about. The brainwashing has run deep in them. They will be no trouble. It's the rest of us, the sensible majority, who need fixing. Already, the behaviour of ordinary citizens has moved away from allowing discretion and self-control and toward a system of statutes which decree what is acceptable. Every ism now has a criminal charge already to be deployed. You can say what you like about poor, white, straight folk, but woe betide those same who dare express fear or dislike. Policing by consent is steadily moving towards policing by force. The sheep would have to vote against the dogs for Brexit to happen, but what if we did get a majority for common sense and self-determination? How long afterwards would EU lawyers decide the majority wasn't large enough, or the turnout insufficient? From past referendum performances, it is entirely uncertain a Leave vote would be honoured, and it is likely, with EU propaganda already arriving on people's doorsteps, that the results would be overturned, or the ballot recast. Ever closer union is what awaits us when we vote to remain. Unfettered, unchallenged. It would not surprise me in the least if the future involved the chipping and tracking of all individuals, with summary trial and execution of sanctions, without appeal, becoming the norm. Organised opposition may not even be possible in the future. every minute aspect of our lives will be a matter of record. All public places surveilled from all angles. Face recognition advanced to near 100% accuracy. Voice recognition, iris scanning, automatic fingerprint scanning, number plate recognition. You won't be able to take a shit without the NHS being instantly informed of your overconsumption of pies. By the Internet of Things working as spies in your home. Spies that you have paid to take up residence. If you think that government rarely works for the people already, the EU future is not optimistic. Don't bother watching Big Brother. Big Brother is already watching you.